What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to good old Maskistan. Now, as we all know, the men of Maskistan take the suspicion of infidelity extremely personal. Why? Because there have been many notorious high-profile offlinings of men who suspected their wives of cheating or actually found their wives cheating. Yes, there have been many cases where husbands beheaded their wives and took the head along with them. You would think that the women of India would get a damn clue. However, here we are one more again. Now, this article was published on the 20th of May. Jammui man offlines his wife over illicit affair suspicion. One more again. She won't be the first. She won't be the last. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man allegedly offlined his wife by slitting her throat with a sharp-edged weapon over suspicions of an illicit affair in Jammui district early Wednesday morning. The accused, identified as Gagan Manji, did not flee after offlining his 45-year-old wife, Ungi Devi, but sat beside the carcass. Police took the accused into custody and sent the body to a government hospital for the post-mortem examination. The incident took place in Karadi Villages, Mandalit Tola, under Kaira Police Station area, or under the Kaira Police Station area. Police said Gagan long suspected his wife's character, and the couple frequently fought over it. On Wednesday morning, another argument broke out between them. In a fit of rage, Gagan allegedly picked up a sickle and slit Ungi's throat. She was offlined on the spot. Gagan worked as a worker at a brick kiln. He married Ungi, a native of Kurushud village, around 25 years ago. The couple had no children. Other family members had already passed away. Kaira SHO Mintu Kumar Singh reached the spot with a police force after getting information. A forensics team was also called to the spot to examine every aspect. Police are questioning neighbors to ascertain the full facts. Sadar SDPO Satish Suman said the preliminary investigation points to a termination over suspicions of an illicit relationship. Quote unquote, the accused husband has been arrested and evidence is being collected against him. A charge sheet will be filed soon, and strict legal action will be taken. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, as you know, I've done a lot of HMTs when it comes to Indian men. Now, people would call those men insecure if they were here in America. But those men do what men should be doing, which is following their gut, trying to get down to the bottom of it. But as we see, women will take a secret to the grave. Now, whether or not this woman was actually cheating, hey, she had plenty of chances to quell this man's anger. But what did she do? Oh, no, I'm going to continue to double and triple down on saying no, or you can't tell me anything, or any sort of way to keep the argument going instead of go ahead and pacifying her husband. However, eventually, this man said, you know what? Enough is enough. No wife, no strife. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. The sickle of suffering. I gotta give that a 45. Psychological impact. No kids, no neighbors was around, but the cops still had to come collect the carcass, so I give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. A sickle to the throat? Yeah. His face was the last thing she saw as she bled out like a stuck pig. I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Gagan, Mayhem, Manji gets a score of 140. Once again, you would think that the women of India, their highest priority would be, if my husband suspects me of cheating, the first thing I would do is open all files, be as transparent as glass, calm him down. But nope, they want to argue. Those women over there firmly believe that they have the protections of women over here. It's false. It's an illusion. But hey, one more again, gentlemen. These women in these situations have plenty of chances to quell that man's anger, but they refuse to do so. However, when the man finally says enough is enough and decides, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put the mask on. Then it's too late. Honestly, at that point, ladies, it's game over for you because no one's going to come in and just magically swoop in and get that man off you. Mm-mm. Once again, you women need to understand this. The police that you think are there to protect you are nothing more than a reactionary force. And when the man puts on the mask, they become a cleanup crew. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives and women out there who think it's cute to continue to argue with a man about your relationship status when that man is the one who actually signed the contract to say, yes, I'm going to take this woman on and make sure she's okay, and you betray him, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally, and I do mean crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that situation, which is all false, which is only the power that you believe you have because of that man's restraint, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to turn your husband into a modern day cuck and he's not going to take action, whether it's to leave or to just put the mask on, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, husbands are not going to put up with this. More and more husbands are putting on the mask. And guess what, ladies? Your actions, yeah, you become the architect of your own damn demise. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.